And when we come like this, it's good to remind us. Let's remind one another. We belong to a kingdom. And we have kingdom principles. We belong to a kingdom, and the kingdom is the kingdom of Christ. And we have principles. Follow those principles diligently, carefully. You will prosper. I believe it. Amen. Follow that principle. I told you an example is, you know, we learn these things from the scriptures. God, and I thank God for that. He made me to have respect to this Bible. The day I found out, when I gave my life to Christ, that this is where my life depends as a believer. This is where my life depends. It has changed my outlook of life. If I have any problem, I come to the Bible for solution. I am a practical believer. The day I found out in 1989 that this Bible should be my guide, the day I caught that revelation, because it's a revelation. If you don't catch this revelation, you will never see the need to read the Bible. Just like a lawyer. You know, just like a lawyer. There are some lawyers that went to read law, but they only went to pass exams. You know nothing. But when you meet those who are practicing lawyers, When you meet them, first they move with confidence because they have a knowledge. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Knowledge of what? It's knowledge of His word, His principles. So laziness to find a way out is where we make us to be running away, running after prophet, running after this one, until you, before pastor, I want to do this business. I want to find out, should I do it or should I not do it? There's nowhere in the New Testament church that makes a Christian live like that. In the New Testament church, you don't live like that. For we walk by faith. By faith, not by sight. That is why it's good to have relationship with God. He said, in all your ways, this is the solution. In New Testament church, in all your ways, he said, acknowledge God. When you do that, what will he do? The people don't know where I am quoting. Please, let's read it. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 6. Verse 5 and verse 6. It said, trust. You see where it is going? I'm using it as an example. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, your own way of doing things. Verse 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and what will happen? He will direct your path. I am not looking down on the ministry of the prophetic ministry. It has its way because the prophet is there. Also, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. One of the ways He directs your path is that He will send a prophet to you. And I prefer that one, that the man doesn't know me, doesn't know the prayer I'm praying. Then he just comes, say, "Brother, the Lord told me that you are traveling tomorrow. Before you go, do like this, or cancel it, don't go." I have more faith in that than to go to a man, "Brother, I want to travel. I want to know what is the will of God concerning this my journey." It's very dangerous. The prophet may enter spirit. Praise God. Somebody was telling me something yesterday. A prophet was telling me that a prophet, Kai, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that from South Africa they called and they were asking, "Please, I see the way you are discerning, I see the way you are." He said, "Please, which spirit are you using?" "Me too, I'm a prophet." "Which spirit do you use?" "The one way are they use, now Jeff are they use." Or something like that, one name. He said, "But Kai, that one, is too costly." He said, "He won't wahala too much. It cost my mama. It cost my first speaking. It cost my this. All of them, they died." He said, "I beg, which one you own, you they use?" Amen. You know what came to my mind as I was hearing that was, you see, if you use the Holy Ghost, he said, "Freely I give." So now we understand why then they charge. It's not easy. So now you are going to a prophet. You don't know the spirit, the way they use. Maybe like Jeff. I want to know. Then he will lead you to a wrong decision. Because as you enter, so he says, a true child of God, because the spirit will begin to tell that prophet. Listen, I'm telling you this. Christianity is very, very easy, very, very simple. Now we make it look difficult. I am evidence. Look at them now. The prophets are here now. Am I a prophet? I am not a prophet. Jayola, I don't call you. Somebody come pray for me. I don't give you any. Where are they? No, they. Eh? Where Sunday? Where all of you?
Timothy. Eh?
Joseph, Timothy. Ask, go privately and ask them whether I've ever sent them to the mountain to pray for me. For or tell them, beg, inquire concerning this for me. Since this church started, I have never. It's not pride. It's because I don't need it. I already know how to walk with my God. If I am going to take a wrong decision because I have a relationship with him, he will come and tell me. Somebody will just send me text, "Pastor, I saw this." Or somebody will just walk to me, "Pastor, I saw this." Sometimes I will just smile. I will not answer the person. Now me understand what you see. And they go and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father." It can't go wrong. Or I want to do it, it will just take the interest away. I will not know why I'm no longer interested in it. Now him they do. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, and I'm happy. My wife is somewhere around. I'm happy she has discovered it. She knows. She knows how I relate with God. So sometimes when I'm complaining, say, "You never serious. You never want, and that's why you never get up. You never, you no want, and that's why." He said, "I know if you set your heart." Then I tell her, I say, "The thing where they push me, never push me yet." And when she see me doing something, she will not stop me. He say, "The thing don't start. He will get it. Because nothing will stop me." I'm talking about, this is how the New Testament church is. In the Old Testament, you have to go to a prophet to inquire. Oh, can somebody open the book of Hebrew chapter 1. I think that's where it is, from verse 1 and maybe verse 2. So that you understand that verse. See, God, see that verse, verse 1, yes. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers. By who did he speak to them? By who? By the prophets, verse 2 now. Hath in these last days spoken unto us. By who? Who does he talk to us? Through who now? I hope you know that the Holy Ghost is the ghost of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is Jesus himself in you. So he's already in you. You want to inquire, kneel down and talk to him. He will answer you. The only reason is because you are trying to build your faith muscles. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not looking down on any ministry. I'm teaching you faith. The prophets are there for the edification of the body. You have problem like this, they are the ones God uses to edify, to comfort, to exhort us. You're just passing like this, passing. Eh? Prophet Sunday was sitting down some few years back, and after Wednesday, then we're using Wednesday Fruit of the Womb program, and the sister passed. And he said, the Lord was talking to him concerning her. And then he said, that sister going, come. He said, the Lord said, you should go and place your womb in the altar and collect your baby. And the sister was, and he said, no, not me. He said, I heard it now. He said, as you were going, he said, the angel, they follow you with Pekin. He said, no, that she escorted her friend to the program. It's not her. And Prophet Sunday screamed and said, it's you. I heard he say it's you. Well, her problem is that she had a problem and her womb was removed. So she has forgotten about having children. But she was encouraging another woman looking for fruit of the womb to come. If you go to that church, God will answer you. And so they say, well, that is your testimony. I am telling you what the Lord told me. She came to the altar, placed her womb there. She came here, she gave the testimony with her baby. She took him. He said the doctors could not believe when the changes began to take place. That is God for you. That is what I mean by the edification of the body. That woman was comforted by that. Now, I am saying this. My emphasis today, because this is breakthrough. Breakthrough here, we are talking about whatever you are doing, prospering. And I'm saying that there is principle. Unless that principle is followed, whatever grace we have will not work. Because God is not a magician. He works by principles. By principles. Every Thursday I'm opportune and I have little time like this, I emphasize this principle. Look for the principles for prosperity. Look for the principles to walk with God and walk a victorious life. If you don't pray, you will not receive anything from God. And it's not just even about fasting. You are fasting and prayer, you are not finding time to pray. It becomes starving. You are starving. You are not fasting. Such principles. And the most effective principle that will cause you to prosper, never go down. Never go down. You know, there is one level where you go, it's very embarrassing. Where you go stay like this, nothing to eat, nothing, even transport, no day, nothing, nothing. There are some situations that are very, very embarrassing. Especially if you are a man that, you know, have the pride of a man. You know, for a man to sit down at home and his wife is the one working. You know, if he's a proper man, you know, it's a very shameful thing. And yet, there are people in that situation. It's not their doing. They want to do something, but everywhere is locked. If they go out, nothing. They come, nothing. And if you have a woman, we get bad mouth. Yeah, yeah. In fact, now she will be more problem than the situation you are in. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, one of the most effective ways, see, as I was coming on the way, I opened my phone and I saw a post a sister sent to me. And I said, this is relevant to today. Maybe it's God knowing I'm coming here that caused her to send this to me. Let me read it for you. Listen very carefully. He said, when a newspaper reporter interviewed a farmer who grew award-winning maize each year. Each year, that farmer, they do competition. His maize is always the one that win in the competition. Every year, now he they win. There are other farmers around him. So, a newspaper reporter asked him, he said, when a newspaper reporter interviewed a farmer who grew award-winning maize each year he entered his maize in the agricultural show, it was revealed that the farmer shared his seed with his neighbors. The farmer, every year during farm period, he will carry his seed and share it with his neighbor, his competitors. Amazed, the reporter asked, how can you afford to share your best seed with your neighbors when they are entering their maize in competition with yours each year? The farmer smiled knowingly and explained. This was the explanation. He said, the wind picks up pollen from the ripening maize and swirls it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior maize, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my maize. I don't know if anybody caught that. Did you catch that sense? Maybe this man, an Igbo man. I didn't get business sense. He said, if I am to grow good seed, I must help my neighbors grow a good crop. Then the writer of this now concludes. He said, so it is with our lives. Those who want to live meaningfully and well must help enrich the lives of others. For the value of a life is measured by the lives it touches. And those who choose to be happy must help others find happiness. For the welfare of each is bound up with the welfare of all. Call it power of collectivity. Call it a principle of success. Call it a law of life. The fact remains, none of us truly wins until we all win. He said, know this secret as you grow older. In life, when you help the people around you to be good, you surely become the best. Hallelujah. I read it on the way coming. I say, this is God sending me a message for the breakthrough for today. How many people want to be the best? There is no oil I will pour upon you that will make you to be the best. There is no prayer I will pray for you that will make you to be the best. It is a knowledge. It is a knowledge. Did you catch it? He has his farm. He has his seed. Praise the Lord. This brother, let him come for. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You are very tired. You have vigil last night.
Yes, sir.
For here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Continue sleeping. After you don't pray your prayer yesterday. It's not easy. It's not easy plus fasting on top. It's growing. His neighbors are growing. I mean, he has neighbors that have farm like him. All of us know about pollination now. We know about pollination now. So the wind will carry those pollens, be scattering them up and down. It is the quality of that pollen that comes and meets with your own that will determine the quality of your own yield also. So if you want to be the only one that is shining around, the truth about it is this. All those who don't share, amen, they don't have peace. A principle of life, let me not go that way. So what does the Bible say? Let me just give you a few scriptures before we close. Praise the Lord. All he's saying is to have a large heart, isn't it? Proverbs chapter 11, what does it say? Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. Let's read it up to verse 27. Proverbs chapter 11. We'll read it up to verse 27. It says, there is that scattereth. Just they give. And yet, you see him is increasing. Increaseth. He said again, and there is that withholdeth more than is necessary, more than is meet. But it tended to poverty. Verse 25. Then he said, the liberal soul shall be made fat. This is thus said the Lord. And he that watereth, what will happen to him? What will happen to him? Shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. Okay now. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. And verse 27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. But he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. So this is very simple. Let's read that verse 26 again. He that withholdeth corn, he said, the people shall curse him. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He's talking about hoarding. He's talking about hoarding. But let's go even beyond hoarding and applying this verse. Also watch it. Sometimes when I'm moving in very thick traffic, and then they use a security vehicle, and then they sometimes want to harass people, I would tell the driver, I said, tell that security vehicle not to harass anybody. Tell them not to harass anybody on the road, because as they go so, then they curse us. I say I should do that also. Everyone in the past now cost, then they cost the person where they carry go. Now cost and the cost. Praise God. Hallelujah. I dug a borehole in my house in the village. I dug a borehole because there's a water problem. Weird people used to go. They used to go very far to buy water. Someone else who dug the borehole. So all the people in my street, after I dug the borehole, I said, I'm not living there. That is number one. Nobody is staying there unless I travel home. And even, you know, pump, submersible pump, if you don't use it, it will rust. So the more you use it, the better it becomes. So if you think you are keeping it there, so that only when you come home, that is one, it helps me. But that is not the reason. You know, that is not the reason. The reason is I want to be blessed. I want people to be praying for me. So, they pump the water, and every morning, everybody on that street, they all line up. What they used to buy before, they are taking it free, as any quantity you like, until the time they give is over. And then my sister called me and said, come and see us in the first water. I said, they bless me. I said, you see? They are blessing me. Amen. They are blessing me. Imagine the prayer. I said, so you see, I will never lack. I will never lack. It's a principle of life. Amen. It's not a grace. That's no grace. Before you talk, say an extra grace. It's normal in life. It's normal. It's normal. Do you know that there are people that cannot live peaceably with their neighbors? Do you know? NEPA comes to a compound and cut light. The reason is because all of them are 1 meter than they use. Everybody don't contribute your own. You see two people in that house, we no go bring. How much? 1,000 naira. Bring your own now fight. And how do you feel? They say you live in an estate, everybody, then they contribute 3,000 naira every month. Bring your own now. The estate I am living, I can tell them I have security. I don't need your security. They say for security at the gate. They say, how much are they paying or so? Every year, I say, always remind me, every year I pay my own 1 year in advance. I have light in my house. I have inverter. So if there's no light, my inverter can give us light for sometimes up to 10 hours. And I ask the person that installed it, the capacity. Say yes. They get to the estate in the night. No light. Because nobody tapped the thing into their house. As far as my house is, I call an electrician. They wired wire from my house to the gate. So every evening, there's light at the gate. As long as there's light in my house, there's light at the gate. And the whole estate people, Pastor, God bless you. Pastor, thank you very much. Pastor, and it's not costing me anything. But I am receiving abundant prayers. But in that same estate, there are some people that throughout last year, they didn't pay 1 month. But you are paying house rent there, 700,000 naira. You are living there. But you cannot pay for the security of your gate. I'm saying this because some of you may be having that spirit on you. It's a terrible spirit. It's a mentality that you must change. That's why when you invite them to come to your church, they will say, which church? You can't preach to them. You say you know. That's why all your evangelism, not be far, you go do them. Because you know within the compound there, you can't convert anybody. You can't convert anybody. And we will say, your neighbor here, you do this one. Fight. Now your voice and they hear every time. Fight, 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 fight. They will not concern you. Go put juke nose for your neighbor. How does it happen? And sometimes I wonder why neighbors will be fighting. Why do neighbors fight? Then you say it's a witch. You don't like me. It's a lie. It's the way you live your life. A witch will not just hate you like that. Witch will not just... Your good deeds will disarm the witch. It's the life that you live. Everything happening in your neighbor's house, especially women, they know it. In fact, if na Maggi he put, you're going to say, he put 2 cubes of Maggi. He eat turkey today, yesterday. Now go to na eat. Yeah? He ask it, God bless you now. And they say, what do they chop? What do you concern you with waiting in the chop for them? Every story of what is happening between a man and his wife in the next room, you know it. Everything. Plus the one where they happen for their village, in their family compound, in their village. Everything you are interested. Why do you live that type of life? Many of us live too many negative life. Negative, negative. Your life is negative. You can't prosper like that, oh. You can't prosper like that, oh. Change the way you live, oh. Change the way you walk, oh. Change the way you live with men. Change the way you treat fellow human beings. There's a repercussion. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together, running over. Shall men give you whatever you sow is what you will receive back. In good measure. People don't know this. Anywhere you belong, belong fully and belong positively. Let your reports, anywhere you go, be positive, because you don't know who is watching you that will recommend you for something good somewhere. You don't know. A sister said she was in school. Her last year, she was making her clearance to leave the school. He said that was when he said the head of department or so, say it's a woman, call her and say, I have been observing you throughout this last 1 year. Are you engaged for marriage? She said, no. Why? He said, I've been watching. He said, please, I beg. You be the right material for my brother who is abroad. She said, that is how the man flew down. The sister tell her, say, I don't find wife for you. Just, she was living her life. And somebody was watching her and she didn't know. Praise God. A brother, simply because he wanted to come out, came out of the office some few years back, and then wanted to go and buy something from the Bami market. And then a sister was passing. He had known the sister quite all right from distance. The sister was passing, please sister, can you help me call that young man, let him come. I want him to go and buy me something. So the sister said, what do you want to buy? And he told, I want to buy so thing in my market. He said, let me buy it for you. That's the first attraction. You know, another sister will say, wait, you know if you call her. That is how he follow him. Follow that girl until he marry her. That's what I'm saying. Anywhere you belong, I'm saying this, so some of us, our character, they destroy blessings, close doors that God has opened for us. It's character. And you may not know it, If you observe, you see, say, at the face men side since. Now men are they talk to since. You get reason why they stand here since. Because women no get this problem where they talk. Now men, because for a man to be reduced to a beggar is horrible. The only time you can ever have money to spend any day is the money somebody dash you. It's horrible. You collect money to put into business, but when you wake up, you don't know what happened. Then debt again come add on top. Yes, there can be spiritual, but play your own first. That's why every Thursday I will have one thing or the other where they drop to draw your ears. That we come here for these prayers, we pray here to work, you have a part to play. Acknowledge God in all your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. And many of you that don't know the grace you have, you don't know that if you pray, God will answer. The grace you have not identified it, so you are busy pursuing pastor, pursuing this one, pursuing. But I must give credit for this. Since I started, you know, this exhortation, making you look at yourselves, I've discovered less people come to me for prayers. I'm telling you, that is the truth. And I hope I didn't drive you to leave me and go to the other pastors away. If we are flowing together, you too, you will repeat it to them when they come to you. And so force them. There's something in you. That same thing that is in you is the same thing that is in me. The difference is that I am using my own, you are not using your own. And your own may be higher than my own. Especially women. You don't know the grace you have for prayer. The best thing is that can happen to any man is to have a woman that will stand in the gap for you. All of you, that your mother is alive, make your mother your intercessor. Take care of her very well. Any prayer she pray concerning you, there's a special grace for a mother over her child. You are married. Make your wife to be happy very well. So that when you are pursuing something, leave her to be handling it spiritually. You know, we have more witches than wizards. Eh? We have more witches than wizards. The downfall of a man, who caused them? Now, woman. And the restoration of man, through who? Through woman. Woman, very important. They can build and they can destroy. They have the power. Praise the Lord. I have up to about 6-7 scriptures that can confirm it, but there's no time. Our next breakthrough, which will be after the camp meeting, we will gather. And I expect that after the camp meeting, amen, we'll be spiritually better than we are now. Hallelujah. We'll be spiritually better. Be on fire. I'm not telling you something I read somewhere. I am telling you what I have confirmed. The power that we have if we will acknowledge God and walk with God. If we will acknowledge God and walk with God. I have too many testimonies to confirm what I am saying. If you will walk with... I say, I have been broke. Totally broke. And I presented it to the Lord in prayer in the morning. That's what I believe. To tell Him, see my condition, oh. See my condition, oh. Your word said this, oh. And I've been telling Him other things as a father and a son. Not this one where you go jump on. Hey, mama, today I must work. No! Oh, food. Don't be that one, no. When you reach one condition, sit down where we say, Papa, listen to me. See, yesterday, no trouble, no hope, even tomorrow. Do something, no. I finished that type of prayer and I sat down some few years back. And I sat down. I sat down to tell you when that is how you know it is God. You know, I was not thinking of it. I think I was even watching the television or so. It just came to me. You know, not a voice. A friend of mine, the memory just come, wow. I say, it's true. It's true. How is this guy now? Make you know, be say, now when I need something, only I call him for some time now, never. Make I greet him. I pick call and I called him. He said, Alu, how now? It was an Air Force officer. Alu, how now? I said, fine, oh, fine. It just came to my mind now. I said, Bill, I said, we never talk since. Make I just greet you. He said, that means you're having me in your mind. And then he said, we went on tour, an African tour. They took their students on tour in some African countries. And he said, we just came back. The one where we chop remain, because you called me now, make I share that with you. He said, send me your account. I'll send you $6,000. You see what I mean? $6,000. He said, how do I send it? I said, even the night bus, I go enter, come Abuja, collect my team. Praise the Lord. I'm only using it as an example when you are connected to Him, how He directs you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was another period. My car like this, the cars, in fact, it could break down anytime. I was driving from Ikeja, and then somebody called me, and I was asking of this, and then he told me, and I had done about 4 days fasting, praying, and everything, nothing. And then I just said, how is this? So he said, he's now at Ikeja. The job posted him is now in charge of so-and-so, he's the commander, so-and-so. I said, I was passing towards Oje driving, and then I saw Air Force Base. I said, where are they here? And I make a job branch, greet them. But me, I know, say, if I go, greet them, he must give me something, at least for fuel, without me asking. This way, I'm what you call my boys. I just pass, I enter your office, it's the commander. I say, Ogalu. I said, no, I heard that you are here. I just say, make a come greet you. I just say, pass. But they say, they tell me, say, they Lagos. I say, now here I do. You know, they can't see us. I say, no, that's why I say, make a come. You notice here, I know, say, you're here, no, come greet you. I beg, you are busy. Now just to say hello. We'll go find out, we'll go talk. He said, sit down now. I said, no. Do your work. Inside my heart, I said, do something, Lord. Because I saw when he signal his PA. He signal him. And he said, okay, wait. He jumped out. He ran because I was in a hurry. So make no escape. He come with envelope. He said, okay, just take this, buy fuel for you. I said, no, this is not what I came for now. I just came to greet you. And they are the second. I just come to greet you. This is not what I want of us. When I reach inside, I can look at it, 200,000 naira. I'm telling you something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you walk with God, you think that I may go there. Now God push me there. When you walk with God, He knows how to direct you. Praise the Lord. When next we come, we will continue along this. I have scriptures to prove what this man said. They are there in the Bible, and it will surprise you. They are there. What this person wrote is there. Is there in the Bible. Exactly what he said is there in the Bible. Follow it. You can see now. See, I said on the road, that's when I read it. And before I reach it, I already have 7 scriptures. I just wrote them immediately. I was writing them immediately. I came from my car. I just picked a piece of paper. I was writing and just to make I not forget anyone. Because their principles I already know. There are scriptures I have already read because I practice them. They are underlined in my Bible. Practice this Bible. It's a living word. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He said, with all thy getting, get knowledge, get understanding, and your ways will prosper. When you jump that with the blessing, we bless you. When you are connected to my ministry, you are connected to a grace that prospers. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Hallelujah. You are connected to a grace that prospers.